This morning, and then after that, a song, and then I go from there. Morning, our Heavenly Father. Once again, that we have came, we three, again, Radio Land. Well, so many have wanted this opportunity, but voices have been hushed and gone to well unknown. Yeah, I want to thank we three for starting this morning in our right mind. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, we realize that many trials and tribulations have passed through by this time. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, lay a protection around each one who under the sound of their voices. Don't let me be begging for no form, fashion, not even a show. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, lay around them readers who be in boredom, down and sorrow. We realize, Father, that you're the just God and never made a mistake and never will. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, lay around each of our children out of the ark of Savior. Catch them by the rein of their mind and shake them up on the upper leaning side. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, I want to thank thee for waking me this morning and starting out on another day journey. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, we realize through many worry and trials and tribulation that have stand before me. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, I need you right now. I need you, Father, and look like things and got rough with me. I need you, Father, and look like things and got good with me. Oh, God, don't leave me alone if I die in holy will. Oh, God, lay your text around each of us and guide us from one day unto another one. Oh, God, Heavenly Father, realize that don't let me be coming this morning for no form, fashion, no show. Oh, God, you made me in your own, in your like way. Oh, God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank thee for giving me this wisdom and knowledge with the devil understanding. Oh, God, Heavenly Father, you know all about me. You made me in your own, in God's way. Oh, God, please, Jesus, hang around each one of us out of the ark of Savior. Bless us, each of us, one by one, in the most special manners. Don't leave us alone if we die in holy will. Oh, God, bless you. You're protecting around our brothers who went out of the ark of Savior. Catch your mighty rain in mind and let us know that this day is coming one way, somewhere or other. We realize, Father, that I don't worry you. Oh, God, linger your protection around our family, companion, sister, and no fisherman, and many other sisters who that companion around me. Oh, God, I know you're able to direct everything toward right within righteousness. Oh, God, you know all about the condition which I've traveled within. Oh, God, I want to thank thee for ups and sometime down. When I'm done running this race so patiently, call each and everything but a child who try to serve you. When we all got to cross over wherever day would be Sunday, and salve us no end. And if you're with us in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
The radio station, God didn't ask me to come on to back home, because God is one who have plans with you, and we can plan, and God can send you anywhere he want to send you. I would just like to let you all know this one particular thing. This day, yesterday, I was looking out there at my garden out there across the street from my house. There was a young deacon from down to the other church, and some of my young deacons here from the Azalea Baptist Church, and also a little girl with them. They began to clear all them blocks out of my garden. I want to thank you so much for those who had moved them blocks out of the garden. Another thing to know, I would like to let you all know this one particular thing that made me feel so good about it when you come up and move those blocks out from there. Another thing to why I'm talking down, I would not, they asked me not to pay that $100, and because I wasn't there, and they said that I couldn't pay it, and don't care why, but whatever God sent me to do or do something, you got to go away God sent you to do. You got to do whatever the Lord intent for you to do. Today, I would like to let you know this. I would say two, three different things. Whatever you supposed to have gave and brought any money to the church and carried it back home, please take a full advance. You better bring it back and give it back to the church. Don't pay attention for the devil act. Because if God had wanted me to be at the church on Sunday, he would have let me come on to the church Sunday. But God had a reason, the reason that he didn't let me come to the church Sunday, because I can pay anything in the church, whatever I want to pay. Because God double blessing me and Sister McQuaid. Another thing to know, I would like to let you all know this one particular thing. On last evening, we got some devils. The devils are at our church. He heard Sister McQuaid praying yesterday. That'll be Saturday night. I think it'll be the day or something. And he heard, on the day, well, I believe it was. And he heard Sister McQuaid praying down. And he said, listen to Sister McQuaid, how she was praying. But I'm going to tell you something. two of the people whom that God put together, says Ann McQuitter and Jesse McQuitter, just think about the name. The first letter represent the Father, the Son, the then with the Holy Ghost, eight. Here the first letter represent wisdom within knowledge, eight. Now you remember, my wife is tied with double names. She was Aaron, and then she named Ann. That's one of the greatest names it is around, Karen. Another thing to do, I would like to let you know this one particular thing. God began to let me trust with five letters in his name, called Jesus, and I named Jesse. And also, all the way throughout my party, entire party, my mama was a Jones, that's J. My daddy was a W, that's White. And that W represents water. Many things that my life, my name, and my first name represent tell you something. Another thing to know, I would like to let you know this one particular thing. I wonder why that the Lord put me all the way around that chest. Every time I undertake, say I'm going to tear that chest down, God had me to put vegetable all the way around that chest on three or four corners of it. All the way around, across the front of that church, and all the way downside that church, and all the way around that church with vegetable. I said, "Now, Lord," I said, "now I'm not going to tear that church down." But it's simple reason. God would have me. That's four corners of God, corner for God world. And I said, "I ain't going to tear that church down, even if I don't go in it to preach within it. Not a matter that I can't pull the word out of God anywhere." But we have a young preacher at Azel Baptist Church. I enjoy to hear him preach. And I don't worry about preaching because God make me preach all night long and through the day and everywhere at night. Let me tell you something. Why? I will say it out these words here. God got his arm protection around me and Sister McQuitter because of the thing. You know, the Lord, I prayed so when my wife was on a bed of affliction. I didn't rest, no kind of way, but praying of our Lord our Jesus. Another thing to do, I want to let you all know this one particular thing. Whatever you put, carry any money to the Azel Baptist Church and carry it back home, please bring it back and pay that money because I paid $100 today. Because if you don't do it, and brought it to the God in the house of the Lord and do something else and won't carry it back, God gonna put a curse against you. Now, I'm not saying what somebody tell me. I'm telling you the word from our Lord and our Savior Christ. See, now, that $100 is nothing for me to pay, and it doesn't worry me and Sister McQuitter if we want to pay any dang amount of money that we would like to pay. We have devils all around us on both sides. And whenever them devils around, another thing to do, I don't worry about what these children were read in church and don't go to church. It don't worry about me or Sister McQuitter because we know they were read in church. And if Aaron ever saw me with drinking in the liquor or cussing or raising hell or raise hell to either one of them, they'll tell a lie. I never have had to whoop on none of those children, now one of them, the other three or the four. God took the one, what only girl that we have, but God know what he have done. And whatever he has, I said for them, that God, we didn't have but one girl, but God bless us with two girls and a boy out of the unit of that family. To however, those two grandchildren and one grand oldest boy, they are crazy about their mama. We have a son, and those two girls are crazy about their grandmama. And I don't worry about who they be fussing about, who gonna do something for their mama, their grandmama. We have a son, he only had one son, but he got three boys of himself. And that one boy, and Tasha, is too crazy about their grandmama. Even though I want to thank that for being up that way. To all the things whom that go to church or charge to you, baby. Another thing that we'd like to say this, all of my transportation broke down. And even though the man that said he was going to bring it and fix it for me Saturday. But however, he didn't do it. And I said, well, God will always make a way for me to go to church and go wherever I want to go. Because God's reason don't make any mistake. To whatever you hear Brother McQuarrie do or say or trying to do, I don't worry about whatever God decides to let me do. Because for this simple reason, God knows all about me. He got his arm protection around me and guide me from one hour until the other one. Because I know God sent me to preach his holy way word. But I don't worry about it. We got a young preacher there. And I'm happy to know that he able to do God's will. Even though to go when I begin, because I got a same thing that I'm saying here today. I'll say it today at service today. That if you brought some money to the house of God and carried away on account of misunderstanding, you better bring it back, because God will curse you on the wayside. Whoever they call the misunderstanding at the Israel Baptist Church on Sunday, please, I'll be there. And if the pastor has me a few minutes, I'll be speaking the same thing when I'm speaking on the air. Please go back and come there and give that money what you supposed to brought into the church. Because if you brought it in the church and didn't put it in there, God gonna have you to lose that money one way or the other. Because I'm not a fortune teller, but I'm a sent from God. God sent me to preach his holy way word. I don't worry about preaching because we got a young preacher there and I enjoy him preaching. And to these things, what I'm saying is this. I'm saying it on the air, and I meant it from the heart. If you brought any money into the church and you didn't carry it back, you better come back and retreat and bring that money back, because you will lose all that little bit of money. I'm not a fortune teller, but I'm telling the word of our Lord God. Because God don't let me pray at night and worry about things. Because of the fact, God knew all about what you done and what you said and what you undertake to do. Please, those who had at Israel Baptist Church, please be there today. I guarantee you this. You think I'm speaking on the air, but I'll speak a little bit after, either before the pastor preacher, before or after that. A few things that you need to know about it. And everything you hear me say this, I'll be hearing on the air, and I'll cut anything on the air what I'm doing and whatever I'm saying here. You better consist and think about it. Because God don't let me make no mistake, no kind of way. Because another thing that I want to let you know, this one particular thing, that God put, I started to tear that church down, my off-faith non-denomination church up there. But every time that I undertake to do that, God changed me all the way around and run me clean out the way. Let me tell you what God had planned, had me to do. Plan vigil all the way around that church and box it in. Now I say now, if God make me do that, put vigil all the way around that non-faith church, non-denomination church, all the way around the front of it and on all the way on the back of it and all the way around each side of that church. I said, now Lord, since you done put me vigil all the way around that church, why would I tie that church down? And I cannot mess with that church by tearing that church down. Because if God had me to do that, put vegetable all the way around that church, and I care. I said, well, Lord, I said, you know what you're doing. And I mean vegetable all the way around that, something that they need, okra, corn. And as I've always said, this one particular thing, if anybody want to help me keep that little nut grass down, you can have vegetable from there as long as you want to have it there. Because this little nut grass, my wife told me, said, ain't no use to cutting it off. I said, you better pull it up. But you know, I said, well, I don't want to pull up the root of it. I cut the top of it. If the Lord wanted to continue for it to grow up there. And I said, well, little nut grass, I said, that let me let my vegetable get above that grass. I won't continue to cut it down. And I think for God, he means everything. And I wouldn't say this one particular thing. God helped me put vegetable all the way around and don't change it. I mean all the way around it, and I didn't know why God made me do that. Squared it in with vegetable all the way around there, such as sweet potatoes, everything including mashed potatoes, pumpkin, You name it. Oh, that's round that chest. All the way around. And it's up. You better say this one particular thing. Some of it is up. Some of it is, I started up. All the way around that chest. I said, now, Lord. I said, you must be intent for me not to mess with that chest. Put the but all the way around it. I said, now, Lord, why would I go all the way, let me go all the way around that chest, putting vegetable around? You know, I try to pay attention to everything that the Lord let me do. Now, I would like to say this one particular thing. Never in my life, when I was even in the country, never have planted this much vegetable. In my whole life, I have planted just some of it. But Lord have me planted everything and put everything that God have had in the country. Such importance. Now, you know, that's a lot of things, cucumbers, and everything that God have is anywhere. God have me put it around where folks can see it. And let me tell you something. I'm not putting it up for Brother McQuaid, putting it up, planted for wherever those that needs it. Because ain't no way many things that I didn't eat. I ain't put ice potatoes in the ground, sweet potatoes in the ground. And you know, ain't nothing in the ground that the Lord allow you to eat that I don't have it planted and have it up. I love okra. Now, I got so much okra, and I'm telling you, and collard greens, you'll eat that sometime. Even put some cabbage heels up there. And you know, when God helped me to plant everything to be planted, and I tell you, and all that much is up. And I don't know, I don't need all nothing. I don't need nothing but the grace of God. To all those who playing with God, you better quit playing with God. God don't play toy. And if you ain't playing and leave and be real with God anywhere, you better quit playing from the preacher on down. Because God sent me to preach His holy word. And you know, because I don't preach over to the Azel Baptist Church, I don't worry about it. We got a good preacher there, a young man. And let him preach. Because God can help me perform a sermon at my house and at night. Because of the fact, I don't want, as far as the singing condition or whatnot, if God would intend for me to do all these good singing, such as, many things, when I won't sing, the food stamp on the air, but all the rest of the song that God, you can't live without them. And without Him, there's nothing we can do. God, goodness. And we would have lacked these few minutes this morning. We certainly have enjoyed ourselves this morning. To those who that listen to my program, which is every Sunday morning, you can continue to listen to it. If you want to go to Azel Baptist Church today, I would be pulling some woods over at Azel Baptist Church. And I want to thank you right now. Time is out now. See you next Sunday.